And welcome in. This is the Tennessee Star Report. Steve Gill, Michael Patrick Leahy here with you. You can also join us on the phone line, stevegillshow@gmail.com, if you want to send us an email. TennesseeStar.com on the web, Tennessee Star on Facebook. A lot of ways you can reach in as we continue to reach out. And yesterday we had this, and again, we still haven't come up with the name I want to call this thing. You know, it's the incident on the elevator, you know, Coffee Gate. None of that, it doesn't
the
work.
The thriller on the Hilla.
The thriller on the Hilla, the, you know, the Capitol Hill brouhaha. I think those are pretty good because you had a cup of frothy monkey coffee. You can't make this stuff up. Thrown at the House Speaker. Cam Sexton was there. He is a Republican legislator from over in Crossville. And I think that's correct, Cam. Crossville?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Good to have you with us. And, I mean, you were right there in the thick of it here. Just to refresh your recollection, I sound like a lawyer, don't I? But to refresh your recollection, here's what it sounded like.
Racist. Come on, White Citizens Council. Enter the elevator. The whites only
racist.
Elevator.
What's the protocol? You put your hand on people to stop them.
Racist.
What's the protocol?
Everybody in the elevator.
Cast it up.
No.
Don't.
Hey,
what's the protocol?
Cast it up.
Why
can't we get on the elevator?
Cast it
up
the right
thing.
I guess you stop
off. I'm
sick of you casting
you over.
That's
wrong.
A song.
That hit me. Charges. That hit me.
I want fresh charges.
That hit me.
I want fresh charges.
That's assault.
So after that occurred, you had the arrest of Justin Jones and one of his partners, Kenesha. Justin Jones' second arrest for this kind of behavior, but it is ratcheting up and getting more violent as he throws this cup of frothy monkey coffee at the speaker. Cameron Sexton with us. Cam, what did you see?
Yeah, I mean, I think the audio left out a few accusations about us being racist as we're walking to the elevator. But that was it. I mean, we were getting on the elevator as we normally do, and we were the last members to come off the floor because we had a press availability. And so usually when you come off the floor for Democrats and Republicans, since the elevator only holds so much, the sergeant-at-arms holds it over and let the members get on and you ride down. In a bipartisan effort, I may say, as you ride down usually. And so as we were coming off the
floor. So it is not a whites-only elevator. Black Democrat legislators also ride on that exact same elevator with you and other Republican legislators. It's just an elevator that legislators use.
Yeah, there's only two elevators you can use to go down into the tunnel to get back to the office. So, yeah, I mean, there is no wide-only elevator, as they were saying. And it's not really a members-only elevator as well. Sometimes you are on there with other people. But as we were getting on, the Justin Jones, who actually is a student at the Vanderbilt School of Divinity, which is interesting all in itself. He was outside and he had a cup in his hand as he was calling us racist and members of the KKK. And if you remember last week, he actually escalated further and kind of bumped Glenn as he was walking down the hall. And he was upset that he couldn't get on the elevator. And so as we were getting on, he took his frothy monkey coffee cup and threw it at the speaker and hit the speaker. And it ricocheted off because it was full, ricocheted off and hit Deborah Moody, Representative Deborah Moody as well.
Quick side question. So if Justin Jones, who's a student at Vanderbilt Divinity School, does go to jail, will Governor Lee's new College for Crooks plan pay for his school at Vanderbilt Divinity with the taxpayer dollars?
Who knows? The interesting thing is if you go back and look at the article from when he was arrested at the Senator Blackburn's event back in Williamson County, the school actually came out and defended his actions at that. So we're waiting to see if they'll defend his actions for basically being charged with two counts of assault yesterday.
What about Mary Mancini, chairman of the Democratic Party? What about the Democratic Party leadership on Capitol Hill? Have they condemned the actions and called for better security for members of the legislature? I mean, we don't want to have a Steve Scalise congressional Republican baseball team shooting as this guy keeps ratcheting up his behavior. At what point do the Democrats call a halt to this kind of outrageous behavior?
Yeah, well, I don't think they're going to call a halt to it. I mean, Mary Mancini came out and said that she didn't approve of the attack or condemned it or whatever she wanted to say. You know, Beau Mitchell later, you know, said that he doesn't condone acts like this. But, you know, if you remember, he didn't condone his act of stealing campaign signs during the campaign season. So, you know, that's interesting all in itself as well. But what I will say is this is escalating to a level where, you know, last week it was a bump. This week it was a cup. What's coming next? And if that would have been the president or a member of Congress in there and that happened, what would have been the consequences of that? And so this is really escalating, and it's getting to a point to where it is becoming totally disruptive in the Capitol.
Yeah, you have this Justin Jones character who is awaiting trial on his previous arrest that I think they've got a kind of a status hearing coming up in the next week or so, and the trial is quite a ways off. Should the DA in Nashville, Glenn Funk, who's got his own issues now with a Confederate battle flag picture from his college days, should the assistant DA revoke this guy's bail pending his trial on his first set of charges?
Well, I think so. I mean, I think that that could be part of the proceedings if the DA wants to do that as well. And, you know, and I think he could do other things to limit the availability of just Justin guy, who looks like he is kind of the protester organizer for a group of people from colleges around Nashville.
Yeah, professionally. Yeah, we're going to get to the point, if we don't ratchet it down, Cam, y'all are going to have to wear raincoats like in the Capitol just to protect yourselves from liquids. Cameron Sexton, good to have you with us. We'll catch up with you soon. Mark Green joins us next on the Tennessee Star Report.